Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day. Thank you for Yeshua. Thank God for He is the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Abba, for being who you are through your Son, Jesus Christ. And truly, I thank God for this beautiful day that He created just for us to see with our natural eye, to see everything that He created just for us to acknowledge Him as our Creator. And we are His creation. And I truly thank God for everything that He is doing for us in this hour. Good morning to every person who are in the body of Christ. Thank God for those who are able to move around. Thank God for those who are still here today, alive. There are those who have lost their loved ones. But thank God they made their peace with God. And they are in a place with the Lord Jesus Christ. In John the 14th chapter, the Lord said, Let not your heart be troubled. And we thank God because the Lord got room for those who died in the faith, believing, trusting, and worship Him throughout their entire life. But I truly thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for Jesus Christ who gave Himself for us so that we will have the right to the kingdom of God. Good morning to the body of the Lord. We serve one God. And one faith, and one baptism. And soon, one day, Jesus will come back for those who are in preparation to receive Him and to wait on Him because He is our salvation, coming to deliver us out of the evil hand of the adversary. But I truly thank God for all that He is to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. He gave His Son, praise God, as a living sacrifice. Jesus willingly to lay His life on the altar for every one of us to redeem from the sin, from the curse of the law of sin, that we be free in Him to worship Him in spirit, thank God, in our soul and our bodies. And I thank God for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us believe and trust in Him. We plead the body blood of Jesus upon every demonic forces that come upon His people. I command that the Spirit of our Almighty God deliver us out of the hand of the adversary. His name is Satan, the devil. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. So I truly thank God for those who are able to see, to hear, to speak, and to declare the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through His Word. And I truly thank God for everything that He is doing for us in this hour. But thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for every day. Every day, I truly thank God. I don't take God for granted. Every day, I do my very best to give God some of my time, and I thank God for Jesus. We need to spend some quality time with the Lord and to acknowledge Him, for He is our Creator. We need to acknowledge Him of what He is doing in our life. If we say we are disciples and we are servant to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we need to spend quality time with Him every day. whenever you have the opportunity, whether it be early in the morning. Praise God. There are some people get up midnight. Some get up 3 a.m. in the morning. Some get up when the Lord ordained them to get up. When they can't sleep, they get up and get the word of God into their spirit. But I truly thank God for Jesus, for everything that he is to us in this hour. So I truly thank God for everything and all that he is to us. We need to spend quality time with the Lord and to experience of what he is doing with us. We need to ask the Lord to give us a discerned spirit, a strong discerned spirit, to realize what is going on with us in this world that we are in, and to really get involved with the Lord and to find out what God wants us to know. God will not withhold anything from his people, but I truly thank God for everything that he is showing us. We need to intercede. We need to really intercede everything we need to know from the Lord and what God wants us to know while we are in this world today. But this morning, I'm going into the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter. Thank God of the burning bush experience. How Moses had experience with God while he was on the other side, on the other side of the mount. And I thank God while he was watching the sheep, watching with animals at that night. But praise God, Moses had a great experience that he'll never forget. And that experience that what God revealed himself in a burning bush experience. How many of you ever have a burning bush experience with God? That God took you on the other side of the mountain or in the valley or in the hill. Praise God. How many of you ever have that experience? Praise God. Late at night, early in the morning, that the Lord come to you and want to have a conversation with you to show you some things about what you are evolving in the world today. How many of you ever have a burning bush experience? Praise God that the Lord wants to reveal the revelation of the outcome of the things is going to happen on this earth. I thank God. If you did, praise God, you should write them things down in your pad, on your tablet, praise God, and go back at it, go back to it, praise God, and reread what God has shown you in your spirit of a burning bush experience. But I truly thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God. So Moses, praise God, and everybody knows the story of Moses, how he came where he was at that time. But then I thank God, it say, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, behold me, he looked, praise God, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And I thank God for Jesus. Let's go to what the bush that Moses saw with his natural eye. Moses saw this bush with his natural eye. Praise God. He saw it, but it got his attention. He came not too close, but when he got there, a voice came out of that burning bush. Praise God. Now Moses was leaning, was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock in the far side of the wilderness and came to Horah, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am. Do not come any closer." God said, "Take off your sandal, from the place where you are standing is holy ground." Praise God. Then he said, "I am the God of your father." Thank you, Jesus. "I am the God of your father. And I thank God, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. See, God had to identify himself to Moses to let Moses know, "I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Now today, God wants to identify himself to all the believers. He wants us to recognize who he is today. And I thank God because he's a now God. Hallelujah. He wants us to identify himself. He wants us to know him, that he's still God. He's still in control. Now today, God wants us to have that burning bush experience to acknowledge him and everything that he is. When he told Moses, "Don't come too close, take off your shoe, you are standing on holy ground," God wants us to stand on holy ground and to believe in what he is saying to us today. The word of God is holy, the holy seed that God implanted into us, and we are to embrace it. Like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, she embraced what God is saying to her at that time when Jesus was saying things to her. She pondered those things. God wants us to ponder the things that he wants us to have in having that burning bush experience, to have that in relationship with him, to acknowledge him and everything that he is doing for us while we're on this earth. So we want God to be merciful to us while we are on this earth. My brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, we got to do what God commands us to do. And we got to do it in a haste and to acknowledge everything what he established upon us. Let us embrace the burning bush experience of God. Why he put that burning desire in your heart to go out and tell people about salvation, to let them know that Jesus is soon to come. So my brothers and sisters, let's run with a race. Let's hold on to what God is saying to us. Let us embrace his fiery burning experience of his word. Let us embrace everything that he wants us to know, to share the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's run with a race without faint, but go forth in the body of Christ. So my brothers and sisters, let's have that burning bush experience. And God bless you, and you have a great and beautiful day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Greetings, family. This is Jonathan McClain, the General Manager at WCNO. WCNO Christian Radio at 89.9 is on the air because of our listeners' faithful financial support. March the 31st through April the 11th will be our spring fundraising season. I want